This is Michael L. McCarron, Superintendent of Schools for Morenci Area Schools, introducing our selected speakers. An end-of-the-year ritual, the closure for students, always is their graduation. The graduation ceremony comes with the traditional speeches by class presidents or valedictorians or salutatorians. Thanks to the efforts of WLEN, Morenci Area High School class of 2020 graduates have been afforded an opportunity to deliver the graduation speeches. The speakers are in order: Olivia Ray Foster, class president; Tiana Elizabeth Cruzenberry, co-salutatorian; Walker Ethan Scott Whitehouse, valedictorian; Gavin Wayne Schmidt, co-salutatorian. There will be a closing by Board President Scott Merlett at the conclusion of the speeches. Thank you for your listening and participation.
Welcome, friends, family, staff, and everyone tuning in to the radio on this fine day. I'm Olivia Foster, and I'm the class president of Morenci's graduating class of 2020. I'm hoping to get through this without crying, but I can't make any promises. My fellow seniors and I are grateful for all that our communities have been doing, whether it's be adopting a senior, putting out yard signs, or even airing this special radio program. I know many of us fear we will not be able to join together to celebrate as a class, but hopefully we will have that chance sometime soon. Now, we've always known our class was one of the best classes that ever moved through Morenci High School, but now, not only are we the class to welcome the new Roaring Twenties, but we've created the dad joke of the century by pulling off the greatest senior skip day prank in history. Jokes aside, we have come a long way since that first day of school here at Morenci. Some of us are headed off to our dream college soon. Some are ecstatic to start apprenticeships, and others are honestly just happy to be done with high school. We are very lucky to have spent our time here with the support of Morenci's family-like community, and we know we are always going to be a part of it. This school year was definitely not what I expected for our senior year. I believe that I can speak for all of my classmates and for all of the seniors out there when I say that. There was some pain earlier in the year, like missing out on our winter pep rally and not being able to celebrate our homecoming spirit victory as seniors always do. And then this spring, kids losing the opportunity to beat that track record they've been chasing for 4 years are not getting the chance to hit a dinger at the shoemaker's car. But the most hurt came from just missing out on the last few months together. We missed out on the final celebrations with our friends. We didn't get to hear Mrs. Schaffner play war music over the announcements, warding off an end-of-the-year food fight, and we didn't get the proper goodbyes or see you later. Looking back, we do owe thanks to our staff. You all have given us memories that will last a lifetime and make it almost seem all right that we missed a couple of the final ones. We wouldn't have been able to get where we are today without the support of our Morenci family. Thank you to our families, the community, and not just our teachers, but the entire staff. You have all not only educated us, but you have helped us grow, not just into better students, but into better and more respectful people. There are many thanks to be given, but I have a time limit. So thank you to Mr. Barry for helping us understand who we are and for always allowing Bill Clinton into the discussion. Thank you to Ms. Walker and Mrs. Teal for being the glue of our class and honestly the only reason why we got things done. Thank you to Mrs. Kruger for having the best classroom library and to Ms. Dupuy for coming back after student teaching. To Mr. Bostick for having the best gym class, and to Ms. Jockin for making sure that Jared Gluckler knew when to stop clicking his scissors. Thank you to Wilkie for making the track team max point lineups, and to Mr. Murray for having the most thorough announcements. Our parents and all of our supporters deserve our thanks, but remember, classmates, we are the reason we are here today. I am proud of all of you for overcoming all of the hurdles that have been thrown our way. Let us remember that this experience is just another hurdle in life and that we will clear it with ease. Here's to the class of 2020 for being so unique and strong-willed. Whether your future consists of starting a family, going into an apprenticeship, or going to college, I know that you will succeed in life. Thank you all for the best school experience a girl could ask for, and I hope to see you all soon. Thank you.
Hello, class of 2020 and all of the great people who have impacted our lives. My name is Tiana Cruzenberry, and I am a co-salutatorian for Morenci High School. I would like to take a moment to congratulate every graduate. Even though I have the honor of being one of the salutatorians, we have all achieved great things this year. We did it. We have faced many hardships to end up here graduating. We have missed many days and many opportunities, but we have persevered, and we all deserve to be where we are. This is usually the part where people begin to speak about memories that we all share. I am sad to admit that because of my late arrival here, I do not have many memories with you all. Even with all of the moving around, I am happy that Morenci is the place where I ended my high school career. This year has been one of the greatest years of my life. I knew that I was going to have a good year here on my first day. One of the first things I was asked is if I had heard this song that apparently had my name in it. Then in Senora Teal's class, I witnessed someone's nail break off in a competitive game of Trece. It's only gotten better from there. Another thing I loved when I came here was the unrivaled school spirit. I had never witnessed so much school spirit from a group of kids. I loved being able to be included. My favorite moment was the intense game between Hudson and Morenci in boys' basketball districts. I will miss being able to go to the football and basketball games here. Another great example of the school spirit in Morenci is homecoming. When we missed school this year during important homecoming banner time, the banner contest was almost canceled. When we expressed our sadness about that, our great advisors, Mrs. Teal and Miss Walker, advocated for us, and the banner contest was back on with the school time to work on them. Thank you, teachers, for all of the sacrifices you have made to our high school experience, happy and full. We all have many memories about this place that we will never forget. These things range from parking lot shenanigans to missing school due to things out of our control. Good or bad, these experiences made us who we are now. Looking back at all the things that have happened in our lives helps us know that we are all capable of overcoming these seemingly impossible tasks. As we move through life, we need to remember that no matter how tough things get, we can push through it, and if we ever need help, we have this support system of our town, Morenci. Congratulations, we did it.
My name is Walker Whitehouse, and I'm the valedictorian of Morenci Area High School's class of 2020. For many of us, 2020 should have been the best year of our lives. We're in an age where we have more freedom than we've ever had, yet we still don't have the full responsibilities of an adult. And more importantly than that, we are finally freed from our 13-year incarceration. But unfortunately, 2020 has been considerably tougher than anyone could have expected. This year, bushfires severely threatened wildlife in Australia, our president was impeached, and we spent over a month in quarantine as coronavirus has killed over 250,000 people worldwide. Not necessarily ideal timing to start our journey to becoming independent adults, but it's something that we have to overcome. In the last 100 years, humanity has faced worse. From the Great Depression and the Holocaust to 9/11 and the outbreak of Ebola, there has been and always will be something to keep us on our toes. Like the late great musical artist and philosopher Tupac Shakur once said, "Through every dark night, there's a bright day after. So no matter how hard it gets, stick your chest out, keep your head up, and handle it." Unfortunately, not much in our lives is guaranteed, especially with everything that's going on right now. And although that realization can be daunting, it also means our future can be whatever we make of it. The sky's the limit, or as Michael Jordan said, ceiling is the roof. Now, as excited as I am for the future, I feel like it wouldn't be right to ignore our time here at Morenci High School. Almost everyone who graduates from Morenci has been enrolled here since kindergarten. We've spent nearly our entire lives together, and whether you like it or not, everyone knows who you are and how you are. As time has gone on, people have developed and formed bonds with others of similar interests and values, like the country boys and the band kids. And while we may not have a lot in common with those outside our group anymore, we can be thankful for the exposure. Whether it be talk of a monster bass caught by the fishing king, or a lesson in buying snowmobiles on eBay, I've gained a lot of interesting knowledge that I'll probably never use. Even though our primary education has come to an end, we cannot and will not stop learning. Even though none of the success of our adult lives is probably going to depend on parabolas or why Hamlet said what he said, high school has prepared us for a lot. High school has prepared us to be thinkers, to be creators, to be dreamers, and to just be ourselves. In the song Homecoming, Kanye West said, "Reach for the stars, so if you fall, you land on a cloud." For all the students and adults listening, do yourselves a favor and never stop dreaming, never stop improving, and never stop believing. Thank you.
My name is Gavin Schmitz, and I'm honored to be this year's co-salutatorian at Morenci High School. As I'm here giving this speech, I can't help but feel something is wrong. I shouldn't be recording my graduation speech with my pajamas on lying in bed. Well, maybe it does feel a little good, but I can speak for everyone when I say we all wish we could go back to our normal lives. Now, I know 2020 hasn't gone how any of us have planned, but let us not speak on the negatives of this year. Don't let this pandemic distract you from the accomplishment at hand. We made it. Class of 2020, we finally made it. And by that, I mean we finally made it away from Mr. Barry's terrible dad jokes. No, but seriously, class of 2020, we're finally ready to take our next step in life, whether it be going straight into the workforce, shipped off to boot camp, or attending a college or university. You can't ignore the hard work, determination, and even the sacrifices we made to get here. Now, I can make the rest of my speech cliche and tell everyone to shoot for the stars and that there's no limit to what we can achieve in life, but hopefully Olivia Foster already covered that. I'd rather reflect on the countless years we've all spent together. When I think of my time spent at Marinci Area Schools, I don't reminisce on all the academic lessons I've been taught. Even though parallel structure in a sentence and how the Electoral College works may be important, these won't be the stories I'll tell my kids. Instead, I'll tell them about the friends and faculty who have shaped me along the way. While most of us students have been going to Marinci since kindergarten, I didn't come here until 7th grade. I remember on my first day I didn't have any friends, at least not until Jared Gleckler chose to sit next to the new kid who was sitting alone at the lunch table. Thank you, Jared. So if there's one thing you can take away from our graduating class, it's how we value our friendships. Like when the volleyball team stayed the night at Haley Valentine's house and the football team filled their tents with dog poop, which started the infamous senior prank war. True friendship. But whether you're a country boy or part of the LGBTQ+ community, there was and always will be friends here who are accepting of you. Unless you're a freshman in Mrs. Teal's Spanish class, then you'll be hated with no exceptions. But even if Miss Teal hated us as freshmen and sophomores and some of us as juniors, at least she likes us now. That said, we could always count on one teacher to pick on all students equally, regardless of our grade. Shout out to Mr. Grimm, who not only taught us art and design, but also the art of sarcasm, not to mention how to sell a softball bat on eBay. I would like to say thank you now to all the families, friends, teachers, coaches, and anyone else I may have missed for your contributions to the class of 2020. Congratulations again, and remember, one team, one town, and one family.
Scott Merrillett, the president of the Marinci School Board. It is my honor on behalf of Marinci Area Schools and the Marinci Board of Education to congratulate the graduating class of 2020 and wish all our graduates the best of luck in their future endeavors.